ABC Radio Australia.
We start in Samoa, where Parliament will meet today for the first session since the FAST Party was voted into office. But the man of the moment, Prime Minister Lauli Alemaliatua, Leotia Politei Valfossi Schmidt, won't be there. He is still in New Zealand receiving urgent medical treatment. He'll also miss the first day of his own criminal trial, which is also starting today. Adele Ferruin is the ABC's reporter in Apia, and I spoke to her earlier as she made her way to court for today's hearing. Adele, it's quite an extraordinary situation, the Prime Minister to have his first day in Parliament, but he's also got to go on trial today. What are Samoans making of this situation?
Now, first of all, the Prime Minister is still not in the country at the moment. He will be back until the 19th of October. So he won't be at Parliament and he won't be at court today. However, with what's happening now, everybody is concentrating on what his next moves are in terms of court cases. But while he has gone to the public and made public statements that he will still respect the court processes and will accept any verdict. Today, however, I'm here at Parliament. It's being held at the gymnasium exactly where the swearing ceremony held. Today, the FAST government will table their first budget. That will be the main event today. Now, of course, yes, today is also the Prime Minister's case, but not on individual charges. He's joining five others in the conspiracy charges. You know, Lauli Alemaliatua was charged with conspiring or attempting to pervert the cause of justice and also conspiracy to commit an offence. Now, today will be submissions from all of their lawyers, so that's going to take a while, I would say.
Now, the Law Society has taken the PM to task over his appointment as police minister. What was the concern?
The main concern of the Samoa Law Society, you know, issued through a statement directed to the Prime Minister, Lauli Alemaliatua, is the fact that he holds ministerial roles such as the Attorney General's office and also the Minister of Police. Now, they've noted that, yes, he holds these positions, but important to note that he's been charged with several criminal charges, basically. And to ensure the independence, transparency and impartiality of the country's justice system, they just hope he will not interfere with the process. But, of course, the Attorney General's office in the Prime Minister's defence issued a response also to not only welcome the concern by the Law Society, but also reassure them that the Prime Minister, despite being the Minister of Police and the Attorney General's office, has not interfered with the court's process. They also noted that the Prime Minister himself made a public statement reassuring that he is allowing the court proceedings to take its course.
The new FAST government, right, they've been in office for a couple of weeks now. What does the public want from them?
There's both an excitement and high expectations from members of the public over what they hope the new government would prioritise. Now, I spoke to some or no Samoans, and here's what they have to say.
The government should prioritise our healthcare system. There's not enough doctors, nurses and hospitals to cater to more than 200,000 people.
I want the government to put the needs of our people first. They should empower our people economically with opportunities.
I only want the government to prioritize the high cost of living. Our people are struggling with how expensive everything is. If they really care about the people, then that should be their priority.
Adele, it's been over a year since the New Zealand Navy vessel sank in Samoa, right? There are reports of a compensation deal. Has there been any more information from the Samoan government?
So far, there have not been any information released so far in terms of the compensation deal between Samoa and New Zealand. Now, the new government has yet to announce how much, you know, the villagers will that have been affected will be compensated for. But I do recall the former Prime Minister, Fiamina Ali Muntaha, also revealed that yes, there is compensation for the villagers, but right now it's up to the new government to distribute that and also to make known of how much each village or in local constituents they will be getting. While the news of compensation comes as relief for villages, I've spoken to the village chiefs and they only wished they were part of the conversations of how, you know, the money will be distributed or what sort of compensation, you know, each of them will be receiving. Because while, the constituencies that have been affected, it's quite a lot of them, right? But main village affected is Taki Tawala. So they have the biggest concern of just how much, if priority will be given to them since they have been the most affected.